small giant Simon Property Group is spearheading a $400 million spending spree to make Southdale Center in suburban Minneapolis much more than just shopping. According to the Wall Street Journal, over the past dozen years, Simon has built a growing list of amenities in remote corners of Southdale's parking lot, including luxury apartments, an extended stay hotel, and my personal favorite, and a Shake Shack.
Yes.
Which of those is not like the other? It also knocked down a JCPenney and replaced it with a high-end fitness center and co-working space from Lifetime Fitness. And it now plans to add an upscale grocer and a high-tech mini-golf operator and a cluster of luxury shops from retailers like Gucci, Burberry, and Moncler in what was also a previously defunct department store space, which I think was Herberger's, right, Ann, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
And this mall, Southdale, is historically important because it was the first indoor shopping mall ever, and it is also 5 minutes from both of our houses, as I said at the outset. So are you buying into this being the mall of the future, as the Wall Street Journal claimed in its headline?
Not at all.
No, why not?
I don't understand what is futuristic about this mall. Like, I mean, we've been in it before. I think the biggest news for me is that of all the places, you think Minnesota, we're known for Mall of America, one of the biggest, you know, tourist attractions in the country, and we're known for, like, we have an A mall across the street from this that is like one of our highest end luxury malls. This is the highest earning zip code in the entire state of Minnesota.
This is pulling those tenants out of, actually, too.
Yes. So to me, I'm like, when I first read this, I was like, okay, did Simon Properties just, you know, hand the story to the Wall Street Journal on a spoon, or what happened here? Because calling this the mall of the future seems like the absolute wrong title to be giving it. I mean, because there's a gym, because there's a grocery store, like, I don't understand what makes it futuristic. Yes, it's the property is valuable. Like, it goes back to what we've talked about a million times on this show. Like, malls are in the locations that they are for a reason. They have access to thousands of rooftops. They're, like, on main transit lines. You can get people to work there. You can get people to shop there. But nothing about this, it makes sense to me in the first place, and then makes sense to me as a mall of the future. Like, I'm not going to be going to buy a Gucci handbag and then go get my groceries. I don't know who's on that shopping trip type, but apparently it's where the future is going, Chris. Yeah. But what do you think?
No, I think it's funny. I agree with you. I mean, regardless of whether or not you're going to do that, I think, I mean, this idea is not new. We've seen this before. It's just the high-end mall with the grocery store and a gym. Like you said, like, that's what it is. I mean, we've seen this before. It's just a real estate play, essentially. It's a portfolio reoptimization of the space. But it's not the mall of the future as I think either of us envision, right? When I think mall of the future, I think a mall that has a personality. It has a personality in the community. It potentially has its own Twitter or X feed or Facebook page, and you can go and interact with it. It's got a marketplace that you can transact in. Potentially, in the long run, even has like a loyalty app that you can use to shop every store in the mall, and you can get the points for, you know, frequenting the mall. Like, there's so many other. Jesse Michael, a fan of our show, loves to talk about this stuff with us, and like, there's so many other aspects to this that could be futuristic if they were in play, and they're not here. And so this is the farthest thing from it, I think.
Well, and then you have people like Macy's on stage here talking about getting away from the mall. So I mean, it's like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I don't know.
I don't think it's bad. I just think it's a little hyperbole.
No, it's fine. But it's like, at this point in time, like, all of these things are segmented. There's no, like you're saying, like, even curbside pickup, like, we're not even talking about one curbside pickup for this mall, or like other things that you would think would be components of my idea of the store of the future. But I guess we'll
true see. Omnichannel.
True omnichannel.